This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Michelle is in for Tracy today, my buddy. So happy to have you sitting here with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone.
Yes. I mean, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I mean, I feel like, yeah, we took like a couple of weeks off here. And, you know, but here you are back at the grind. And, you know, I really was not looking forward to Tuesday. It was really difficult for me. You know, I didn't quite like it. I mean, we did move. So, you know, we moved into our home. We're in New Boston. And did I tell you, I don't think I told you this, who our neighbor is.
Yes,
Kevin,
you did
from New
tell
Boston.
Me. Kevin, like, from New Boston.
Amazing. It was like so cool.
Kevin, we're both on today. Call in.
I know, Michelle and I are on today. But and then they had a big bonfire on New Year's Eve night,
which was really cool.
I've never seen such a big fire pit. It was huge.
Wow.
I was afraid I was going to fall into it. But no, it was very fun. So I've just been, you know, unpacking and getting the house all ready and in order and, you know, and all that, and pretty much getting up, putting sweats on every day.
Yep.
And not wanting to even, you know, get out of the house. I've been sewing and, you know, just love our home. So Tuesday came and, yeah, back to reality.
Back to the grind, Care.
Back to the grind. And, of course, back to the radio show. But let me just give you the lineup today. We, of course, have a packed show. We have Kim in the Red Arrow Diner corporate offices, and she has been handling the scheduling of the show. And I do just want to put a little shout out to her because she's doing such a great job. You know, between her and Tracy has like the 1:30 segments all set up. But Kim's been, you know, giving us, you know, all kinds of new people coming. So this month, you know, the next 2 months, really, she has it all full. Actually, now, believe it or not, today was the only one she had not filled. So the Red Arrow Diner is going to fill it today.
Sure.
So I figured, you know, okay. But we have some great ones coming up. But so today we're going to be joined top of the hour with Jamie, my GM over in our Manchester location. And then the bottom of the hour, second hour, will be with Michael Helpley Pierce, our very own beer guy. And it's kind of interesting. Stay tuned and listen. He is going to be joined with Erica Thoitz of New Hampshire Magazine and Dan Lagoo, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, of New England Tap House. Apparently there's a beer club that New Hampshire Magazine and New England Tap House are in a joint venture with.
Wow.
So we'll find out more about the beer club.
Yeah,
and
cool.
That'll be at the bottom of the second hour. So yeah. So Michelle, what have you been up to? Because you're now Miss Retired Teacher.
Well, I was going to say time flies when you're retired.
I mean, you know, when you think about it. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, September to now we're in January already. Yeah. Before you know it, it's going to be June.
Yep.
And it's going to be a whole year that you've been retired. That's like crazy.
I know. But, you know, I've been subbing, you know, 2-3 days a week. And
which I think is too many. I think it should just be two.
Well, to be honest, I didn't think I was going to like it. I didn't think it was going to last. But to be honest, I really, really like it. I only sub at the school I retired from. So I get to see the kids. I get to teach lessons that I like. I get to work with kids from kindergarten all the way to fifth, which I was only third grade. And it's fun.
Well, and you can come and you can go and you don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. If I can't
prepare.
Do it, I can't do it. And I get, there you go. Come and go. I still prepare a little bit because that's the teacher in me. Just
well,
in case.
Of course.
You know,
yeah, that's not ever going to change.
Well, in case some teachers don't have enough work or enough things, or I find something cool like Christmas time. I love doing Christmas stuff. So I, you know, got some Christmas things together, and a lot of teachers were out around Christmas. So I did a lot of subbing right before Christmas. But right now, nothing on the books except for January 30th. So trying to fill in a few spaces there. But you and I have been sewing. Yeah,
I was just going to say, we have usually our weekly sewing
session.
We've been
felting.
Needle felting and sewing.
Yep.
So fun.
Yep. And trying new recipes. I have been trying new recipes, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we're both like attempting. Well, I'm attempting. She's doing it so far. the whole paleo. 30, paleo 30 day. So, yeah, gotta do something, man. Oh, boy. You know, you get married.
And it's to get you into the rut of, not the rut, but into the habit of eating healthier for your body. And then after the 30 days, of course, you'd stay with it. I probably will be like 80%, you know.
Well, and they do say with paleo, if you shoot for 80%, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, really and, with anything you do when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever kind of program or, you know, way of eating. Because, you know, you are going to slip up.
Yep.
And you are going to go out and you are going to, do something. And you need to be able to forgive yourself.
And we're back to exercising.
Yes.
And I actually parked my car on the corner of Chestnut and Manchester. Because it's 10-hour parking versus 2, because I go out here. If I park here, I get a ticket because I'm in here more than 2 hours. So I put in 3 hours, and I walked
good
down the street. So it's my little walk today.
Well, and, you know, we kind of got in at the end of the season biking, which
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
For spring. Yeah, I really am. Mm-hmm. And where we live now, too, it's pretty flat when you think about it. I mean, you come out our driveway, we can go right or left, and it's flat.
Right.
Which I love. I've been looking at that. You know what I mean?
Like, we can bike right around there.
Amazing. Mm. And you know, yesterday we were sitting at our kitchen table. It was probably around 5:36 or something. And I could kind of, actually, no, maybe it wasn't that late because it was starting to get dark. So 5 maybe?
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. And I could hear some kids, and I'm like, what the? I've never heard kids. You know, it's a new house, so it's all these new sounds and stuff. Turn around, right in our backyard, there's people walking a trail right there. Like,
we'll go it was trail walking.
Cool.
Absolutely. So, your sister will love that.
I know.
Yeah.
I got to tell her.
Yep.
She's been wanting to do that.
I know.
Apparently, there's all kinds of trails right behind our house. So
yeah.
That's kind of
cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
We'll be hearing shortly with Donna from Delaware. And I can't wait to hear about her. Aruba vacation.
Oh, I know.
Is it Aruba or Cancun?
No, it was Aruba.
It was Aruba,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
The pictures and
it was
on Facebook.
Donna's birthday yesterday.
Oh,
I think you need to sing happy birthday.
I will. Absolutely.
That's what you need to do. Okay. Bob should be putting it on our monitor any second.
Any minute.
Now. But today's food holiday. You know, this is kind of a little redundant, or, you know, first of all, it's diet resolution week. I get that.
Yeah,
I mean, you
yeah.
know, January, that's what everybody
does. That makes
does.
Sense.
But it's also National Whipped Cream Day.
I know.
Does that make any
no.
sense? No. No, I guess that's not redundant.
Whipped cream.
What does redundant mean, anyway?
That it's...
Like, did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
I did, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's National Whipped Cream Day. And then, you know, I printed off, because, you know, every day when you have your food holiday, they'll give you some, you know, tips. Well, they had some whipping cream tips, and this is actually not that I whip cream a lot, because I don't, but I have done it before with certain recipes. Cream, when you whip cream, I never knew this, it would be better if you added a pinch of salt.
Really?
That's what it says.
I'll ask my mother, because she does it a lot.
Well,
she makes her own whipped cream for her pies and stuff.
Well, I would like to know that.
Yeah.
Because I when I read it, I was like, wow, I've never done that. And I didn't hear of that. But I'm not a baker. So, you know, when whipping cream, also add the sugar when the cream is mostly whipped. And then the cream will whip to a higher volume, which I thought was kind of interesting, too. Adding the sugar at the beginning results in lower volume of your whipped cream.
Well, my mother must do that because she has awesome whipped cream.
Like high whipped cream.
High, yeah. 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 So I found out what redundant means.
Okay. Go
repeating
ahead.
Something else and therefore unnecessary.
Oh, that's
so saying
wasn't
it like over. It also means to describe a part of a machine system.
Redundant?
Yeah.
That machine is redundant.
Has the same function as another part. So it would be like, why do we need this? Because it's the same as this part. I don't know.
Hmm.
That's what it means.
Interesting. Very interesting. My husband's calling me. I'm like, doesn't he know that I'm doing the show right now?
Oh, yeah, really?
Like, hello? He should be tuned in listening to us.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Then he would know.
Exactly. So, anyway. So, what else is new, Michelle? What I'm interested in is your the recipe you talked about, the Thai chicken. Or no, chili lime.
Oh, the chicken... Yeah, my lime, coconut lime chicken. And really, what it is a chicken. Last night I made it with chicken tenders, but you can make it with thin chicken breast, pound it if it's not thin, okay? And you put coconut oil in the pan and brown it on both sides. You don't have to cook it through. Just browned on both sides. Yep.
Okay.
Take it out. And then I add onions. Add to the pan red onions. Or I didn't have red onions, so I did my yellow. But I usually do red onions because they're better for you. And I usually put a little bit more than it calls for. It calls for a half a cup. I like a little bit more than that.
I do the same thing.
I put a little bit more.
I would use like a big fat onion.
Yes.
Love
I put
that.
A lot of onions. Then chicken stock. I don't have the recipe in front of me, so I'm trying to do it by remembering.
What's the chili? Like, is it chili paste?
There's chili. You can use either chili peppers, or I use the chili
powder.
Yeah, not the flakes. Chili flakes.
Oh, red pepper flakes.
Red pepper flakes. Yeah, I use that. I put that in. Oh, and a lime. I squeeze a whole lime. Throw that in there. The juice. And then half to three quarters of a cup of coconut milk, and that helps it. And you can do a starch thickener. I never do because it the onions and everything else thickens it plenty. And I also add a lot of cilantro.
Yeah.
And then you put, once you have all that in there, you put the chicken back in,
cover it
and simmer it for about 10 minutes. It is delicious. And the sauce over cauliflower rice, yum.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds really, really good.
It is good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to let you welcome the next guest.
Hello, Donna.
Hello, Michelle. Michelle.
Wait, stop.
Did you pop bottles for
Donna?
For 2 years?
Listen, I have something for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday, dear Donna, a day late. Happy birthday to you. How young are you?
All right, now. That's right. It was the homie's birthday. Turn it up. Yeah, it was my birthday. I'm 45 and I'm alive. I'm 45 and fabulous. I'm just loving it.
I wish I was still 45.
Hey, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. My daddy used to say, if you don't get old, that means you die young. And I told you, I'm trying to get old. Because I told you, I'm making me a cologne. When I hit it, it's going to smell like mothballs and Bengay. And y'all going to smell me coming.
No, please.
Yes, I am. I'm going to make it. Don't worry. It's coming. So how are you ladies? How's everybody's new year?
Awesome.
It is great. We are doing great. I loved seeing all of you and Teddy's pictures.
Yep.
So, and you looked pretty hot there, Donna.
Yeah. Mucho caliente. You know, I got so much sun, I got a rash. I did. I told you I was going to get brown like a buttermilk biscuit. I was brown like a buttermilk biscuit. Tay kept saying, babe, you're getting darker and darker. I was like, yup, that's right. The crazy thing is, I'm going to tell y'all this, a quick story. Me and Tay on the resort, right? And you know, we look pretty young and we walking around and we just mind our own business. So we both had on Aruba shirts because, you know, we like to match and everything. So we had on these Aruba shirts and we walk into the resort where we're going. And a gentleman stopped us and guess what he said? He said, excuse me, can you tell me where the activities are? I said, I looked at him, do I look like I belong with activities? And Teddy said,
yes, you do.
I said, and then you know what Teddy told me to say? Teddy said, no, we don't know where the activities are, but we are on our way to the Ritz-Carlton. Holla at your girl. Yes, we did. But we got to, you looking at me? Because you know I ain't got no sense. We got to drink. We sipped. Teddy had coffee in the Ritz. I was like, oh, shucks. And the man, and you know they don't open, they don't have like the open automatic door openers. They actually have a doorman.
Yeah,
and I was like,
man.
Oh, you. I said, oh, and he opened up the door for me. I was like, FDR, the finest thing in the room. Go on, open up the door. Because here she comes.
The Ritz-Carlton in Boston has a doorman also.
Does he? Well, plug in. Yeah. We're going to have to go there so I can have me some tea and some coffee and I can sit up in there. So when he opened up the door and be like, holla at you, girl. Holla at you, girl. Here she come. Mm-hmm. So y'all ready for the recipe?
Something else.
Yes, ma'am.
We are ready.
Why are you ready? You missed me, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Of course we did.
All right, here we go. Here it goes. Oh, we have come into a new year. I'm in control. My worries are few. I got joy like I never knew. I got a new attitude. Chuck a deuce to 2016 and say hello, hello to 2017. All that is old can become new again. Out with the old and in with the new. The Chinese calendar states that 2017 is the year of the rooster. Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, we are about to do some finger-licking in 2017 with some good chicken. Anyway, planning a new year takes a willingness to step it up and step out on faith without stepping on toes and necks. January is where you get a fresh start as you march into better days with the hope that all your dreams may come true before we are suddenly into September. New start, new moon, New York, new skin, newborn, new, and a new recipe of the week. Let's holler and cheer, have no fear, baby new year potatoes are here. Now, here's what you'll need to, for newness, for your, here's what you'll need to bring newness to your old spuds. You'll need 1.5 to 2 pounds of new potatoes. I got a medley of potatoes. They had little red skins in them, little purple potatoes, and they also had a little bit of little white potatoes. So it was just a little tiny bag. So that was my new my little bag. I took it on home, and so it was my new baby. Now you'll need two teaspoons of fresh rosemary. You'll need 1/4 cup of coconut oil, 1/4 cup of ghee. That's butter. If you don't have ghee, you can use butter. And 1 packet of onion soup mix. Now, in order to have new potatoes, the old dirt must be washed off. So please, please scrub your buds real good so those potatoes can be nice and clean. Now, you're going to place that in a plastic freezer bag. Place your potatoes, your coconut oil, your ghee, and your onion soup mix. You're going to marinate for about 30 minutes. I let mine marinate overnight because I just stopped, put it in the refrigerator so that I can pop them in the oven for the next day. Also, this is what you're going to do. You're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees, and you're going to place those potatoes in a baking dish, and you're going to bake for 30 minutes or until done. Now, garnish with your fresh rosemary, and that's how you make all potatoes new again.
That sounds like a great recipe.
Delicious, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It does.
I just
and
wrote
you can even use
down.
Sweet potatoes if you want, since y'all are on this health kick. I know that's what you're on right now. Mm-hmm.
For the time being.
Yeah.
For the time being, okay. Well, as long as y'all getting it in. You know, you got to get it in. You got to get in where you fit in.
That's right.
And that like right. You said, you got to eat right, but you got to treat yourself right.
That's
I realize
right.
That you got to treat yourself good because you only get one you. Don't let people treat you bad. You got to treat yourself good. And then if they don't treat you, you got to let them treat you better. Right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Okay, y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay. It says, we are so blessed to start off fresh and new. And for all of y'all who have made New Year's resolutions, Carol and whoever else, to lose a few LBs, remember this, girls, you don't have to be skinny to be fabulous or beautiful. True beauty is in the size of your heart, and y'all have beautiful hearts, not in the size of your jeans. Ken, so go on and eat some new potatoes in the new year, because that's what Donna's about to do. Get it in. Happy New Year, girls. Thanks for my birthday wishes. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's out there to have a new attitude and get some new potatoes. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Donna.
Bye, Donna. Oh, boy, she's awesome.
She's amazing. She makes me smile.
We usually have
smile.
To go to break after Donna.
Yes.
We need to like come down a couple notches.
A little break.
She's awesome. Okay, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Tracy is not in today. She is replaced today with Michelle, my friend Michelle. And you are listening, like I said, you're listening to Food for Thought 107.7. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Michelle is in for Tracy today. And yes, we just had, I really like that new potato recipe from Donna. That was, I'm going to try that. And I know exactly what little bag of the little new potatoes she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, all the little colors. They're so cute.
All the different colors. They are very cute.
Yep, yep.
So,
but sweet potatoes are much better for you.
They are, but, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Again, new potatoes, you know.
Yeah.
Not that big of a deal. But anyway, the recipe sounds really good. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. So, what else do you have over there, Michelle?
Well, I have information about sweet potatoes. I brought that. And I have another recipe because, you know, I play poker on Thursday night with your sister and your mother, but now your mother's in Florida. And I'm trying to eat healthy. And, oh, my God, all the unhealthy foods that they bring. I'm usually the one that brings it, too. So today I'm bringing a Mediterranean deviled eggs. You want to know what's in it?
Sure.
Do we have time?
We have plenty of time.
So using a dozen large eggs, cook those how you normally would cook them, whatever. Cut them in half.
Like hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah,
take out the yellow.
Eggs, take out the yellow.
Okay.
And then mush up the yolks before you add all the other stuff. And then a magic bullet, and I have one of those, or a, you know, any kind of zoot-zoot machine.
Yeah.
Goes this. Half a cup of mayonnaise, a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, a tablespoon of capers chopped. I love capers.
I like capers
oh, my
too.
Gosh.
But if you're going to put them in the food processor, do you have to chop them?
No, I don't
right?
know why
but,
it says
okay.
chopped. But oh, anyways,
okay.
A tablespoon of Kalamata olives, pitted. Tablespoon, I usually buy the Kalamata olives that are already pitted.
Yes,
so that'd
in
be
the
easier.
Little can.
Yeah. Tablespoon of sun-dried tomatoes and a tablespoon of olive oil and some fresh basil. And a little bit of a teaspoon of the capers brine that the capers are in.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and pepper to taste, but I don't know if I would even add salt because capers
yeah,
are
right.
so salty to begin with. Yeah, and then you fold all that in.
Into the yellow.
Into the eggs.
Ooh. Yep, that sounds pretty good.
It does. It sounds different.
Yeah.
That's what
right.
I like about it. It's different.
Exactly.
A different taste. So I'm making some of those.
And then what was the other dip you
so,
had dip?
Yeah, the other dip is kind of a spinach dip, and I have that on my phone. But the cool thing is, instead of potato chips or whatever, it's sweet potato chips you use with it.
Do they sell sweet potato chips?
Yeah, I just went and bought some at Hannaford's in the health food aisle. They have all kinds of sweet potato. They have sweet potato and carrot chips. They have just sweet potato chips, and they have the ruffled or the plain.
Wow.
Yeah, they have all kinds. So that's a spinach dip that I'm making, and that calls for it's kind of a lot. I have a lot to do for that one. But you know what's cool about it? There's bacon. There's blue cheese in it, spinach, artichoke hearts, and there's cashews. So you have to take a half a cup of cashews and pulverize them in the machine first.
That's interesting, huh?
Yeah, and then you mix all that in with the. You have to pulverize the can of the artichokes also. There's garlic powder, onion powder.
Sounds like you
and
could
mustard.
Even just put that in your food processor and mix it all up.
Yeah, except I don't know about the spinach. I probably wouldn't.
I'll chop it up or something.
Yeah, chop up the spinach.
And then fold it in like
yeah,
you do the other one.
Fold it in.
That sounds pretty good too.
And
so the base of it is
serve
mayo.
With sweet potato chips.
Mayo?
No, there's no mayo at all. It's the artichoke hearts,
okay.
The blue cheese.
Right.
Yeah, cashews and the olive oil. It must make like a mayo.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't wait to try it.
Yep,
it should
that
be
sounds good.
Good
too. Yeah. Well, I'm having a dinner party on Sunday. And it's Daryl's family coming over, his cousins. And
are you using the smoker?
I don't think we are, actually.
Oh.
I don't think we are. They've been over a few times with
for
the
that,
smoker.
Yeah.
And our favorite thing to do on that is the brisket. We've
yeah.
had like so much brisket with them. So well, I'm going to do actually something a little bit different. Because Aunt Hilda, Daryl's Aunt Hilda, is going back to Florida.
Right.
She's been up here for like 6 months or so, but she's going back. That's where she lives. So we're doing a, Cheryl's idea was to, I gotta tell you this. We have a couple of minutes. This is funny. I will tell you what my menu is, but hold on. I have to tell you this little thing. Cokie, okay, that's Daryl's cousin, and Cheryl. They're sisters. Yep. Their mom is Aunt Hilda.
Yep. Okay. Met them.
Cokie, I love Cokie. Well, we were trying to plan a date for this. So I was on a group text with Cheryl and Cokie. And, you know, I'm like, we're talking. And I'm like, so what, you know, what days work, you know, whatever it was, like Saturday last week or whatever. And Cokie comes back and says, oh, you know, that day, well, she had something. She had a labyrinth walk she was doing or something, you know, and Cheryl and I were like, okay, you know, okay. I said, so how about, you know, whatever, the Friday or whatever. And Cokie says, oh, no, I can't do that either. Because I'm going to a singing in the bowl ceremony. Cheryl and I are
singing
like,
in a
you're
what?
Singing in a bowl? Like, really? You're singing over there. Oh, I didn't get to say my menu, but I'll say it at the top. So anyway, so Cheryl, Cokie was going and singing in a bowl. So Cheryl and I have been teasing back and forth.
So you still don't know what it is?
Not really. Okay. Cheryl found out a little
Can't
bit more info, but I bought this crystal bowl that I'm going to have on my porch.
That's awesome.
Okay, you're at the top. We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Michelle is in for Tracy. Up next, Jamie LeMay, GM, Manchester Red Arrow Diner. We'll be right back.